Hi, Mike.
Hey Boaz, how are you doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
Doing okay.
Yeah,
Yeah.
good.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, for your loss and
Thank you.
everything. I know that's
Yeah.
been a really long time that you were caring this way.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, it was a tough few weeks dealing with my dad and his death, and then also just my mother trying. They live in Florida, and their house was hit by one of the hurricanes, and so they're
Oh no.
not living in their house. They haven't been living in their house or since the fall, and so now her house is under construction, and they're finishing it up. And so she's just trying to help her get through all of that shit, in addition to everything else. It's just, yeah, it's a lot, but thank
How are
you for
you
your
holding?
thoughts. Good. I'm trying to get back into the swing of things, and that's it's hard, easily distracted. But I've actually dug into something this morning and been making some progress, so that feels good to be working on something and just sort of not thinking about other stuff. Yeah. How are you doing with your family and everything?
There's not much change. I mean, the good thing about where they are mentally is that it kind of they're not aware of what's going on. So like, they know and don't know at the same time. So, I need to get there. Feeling bad about not being there for a while again, but I'm okay. I mean, Jonathan is officially now diagnosed as autistic, so we have a lot of kind of here things to kind of take care of and all those things, and so that it is what it is, and we're very happy. It's like just one more thing
Yeah,
that,
right. Yeah. Another
but
layer
yeah,
of
otherwise I'm
complexity.
okay. I mean, you may know a little bit about CCLP. Like, I think it's actually really promising now. So like, I'm excited that we are gonna start doing that. Like this is, and that has been like a really depressing few months for me, for sure, after that time in Lesfring
Yeah.
exploded, so like that's really good, and I can focus. I mean, this is the time that the library folks are not necessarily there, but I have all those like worries about the budget and staffing, and we had almost somebody leaving, and last moment we came up with something. So, those things, but I'm easily distracted by work things, which, like I find it's a really good coping mechanism for me. It always has been. Like that works out. There's a lot of stuff going on though in our midst now, with all, people laid off without an explanation. Weird things, that's unprecedented, I think. So overall, like when I'm talking with like, those colleagues of mine from various places, it's kind of, it feels like many are under stress. So it's just not the best time.
No, everybody is very stressed. You're right. Yeah.
I had a question for you. Actually, I didn't have a chance. I talked with Sebastian Daly on that contract thing, but there was something else that I wanted to ask him. And he was like, Mike is now has to deal with certain things, but once he's back, maybe we get together and talk. This is about the LDP or MetaDB. I don't know even where we are with that. The data. Like what type of data beyond, Mark we can incorporate? And like also honestly, I don't remember exactly what we said in our contract. So the reason I'm asking is we're working on a data lake here in Lehi, and that's beautiful. And we've been actually working on it for years and years, but some of the data that we're going to be using, I want it to reside in a place that is easily accessible to us. So, like basically kind of dealing with like the LDP or MetaDB kind of data as like an in-between, So like we put the stuff in LDP or MetaDB, and then we query that and put it into our Lehigh database, to a data lake. For various reasons, because like for example, like if we were doing like a CCLP, I rather like have like LDP or some access, direct access to various data sets, not just the holdings or like whatever it is. It can be circulation stats, can be interleaved loan transactions, it can be gate counts, which we are now looking at. Gate counts, I don't know if a CCLP will ever need, but for us, like as a piece of this whole kind of data reliance and things like that, we may be interested. So I don't know if there is an ingestion mechanism that is sort of kind of workable, and also like how we go about, now obviously if there is a thing, then I'll set up Maccabee to talk with whoever it is. I'm not
Right,
sure at
yeah.
this point, but because I didn't remember, we talked about multi-tenants. We talked about like a there was like a two instances I think that we had, but I now kind of I need to refresh my memory about what it is that we actually have access to. And at that time, I remember us talking about various type of data that we may need to may be interested in incorporating. But I don't know, like, do you happen to
Yeah, so a couple thoughts. So the way we're officially referring to it is LDP is powered by MetaDB. So it's okay to talk about MetaDB and it's okay to talk about LDP, but that's how they relate. So that's what we're
Got it.
trying to push forward. I'm gonna have to go back and refresh my memory, but I thought we had a data feed from Baker and Taylor. Or if not Baker and Taylor, Caroline's company,
Ingrams.
Ingram. Thank you. Yeah, I didn't think it was Baker Taylor, but Ingram, same kind of thing though. That it may have been an Onyx format, and I think that Nasib had done a prototype where he ingested some of that data. So I think the big picture, MetaDB is designed to ingest multiple feeds. And I think using it as a broker, if you will, of data is a good use case as well, because one of the things that you get with LD with MetaDB is the specialized ability to ingest things and do that sort of repetitively and at scale and normalize, and so you're able to query across all the different data sets and create like a third, fourth, fifth derivation of data that's different combinations. So that's definitely down
Okay,
its
great.
that's
So I actually didn't, I wasn't, I knew that there was some work on Ingram's data, but I wasn't sure where it resides. So like this is like another software MetaDB cluster. How do you call that? Like where
Well,
the
it's just really just MetaDB because it MetaDB ingests data sources and puts them into different what's called schemas
Okay.
inside. So you've got a big MetaDB, and then within it, you've got multiple schemas. And so you can have FolioReshare, other data sets that are basically have their own schemas. And that's part of what the MetaDB software manages is how to ingest that stuff, how to normalize it, and how to keep it separate from other things.
And in terms of like our contract, is that something you can check? Because, like we are supposed to, I don't know. I really don't remember. And there is this, the 15,000, I think, the recommended price. Is that correct? That we just got a letter from Simeon about like a month ago or something. And like I really don't remember at this point. We probably were one of the first ones, if not the first ones. That I don't remember.
Cool.
And looking at that will be useful. Obviously, you know, like if this is it sounds like this is a quite a core CCLP mechanism. So, you know, like I don't know, like how about check and see what we can do, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Yep,
So
I
what's
will. Yep.
going on? I guess nobody else is showing up. Then I can chat with you about other things too. That's kind of
Yeah.
funny.
It is
Yeah.
funny. Yeah, I saw that. I saw in the notes from the last meeting that
What do you think about the elections thing? Like, did you see any of that those scenarios?
I did. I don't know. I put a note in there and I don't know if anybody talked about it, but I kind of think it makes sense to go back and define what our goals are, you know? Because do we want good people to run the governance, or do we want a well-represented community, or do we want, you know, bigger? I mean, there's all kinds of ways that you can slice it, and I think, you know, if we are able to outline what specifically our goals would be, then we can come up with a model that meets those goals. And you know, you remember as well as I do when we were first talking about it, one of the things that we wanted to do is make sure that the people were qualified to be on those things. And I think that's pretty much gone by the wayside. There's no checking of anybody's qualifications.
Not at all. We just don't have enough people.
Exactly. And so, yeah. And so, like, it would be interesting to think about, if we said that the capability of the person is the most important criteria, then how would that change our governance? And yeah, and so I don't know. I think that's it. It feels like we're sort of in between bureaucracy and reality, and there's a lot of things in between that we could choose. But yeah.
Hi, Kirsten.
Hey,
In
Kirsten.
between
Hi.
bureaucracy and efficiency.
I don't know what you're talking about, but it sounds familiar. I apologize for not being here punctual. I was stuck in a talk with my biggest boss I have, the board of directors, so I couldn't say I need to go. I'm sorry.
No worries.
Yeah.
We Mike and I always have other things to chat about, and
Yeah,
that so
this
we started talking about the elections and like, you know, different things that we may want to do. I think like the results this time with EBSCO not being selected, fair, you know, like those were fair elections, and I actually try to remind EBSCO to vote, but here we go. So that kind of is like the thing that I think people are worried about. I'm not sure if they should be worried, but that's a different, you know, like a story. But yeah, I like your idea, you know, like what is it that we're looking for? Basically, Mike, I think you had a table or something at the end of that document with some, you
Yeah.
know, criteria of, you know, like do we want representation? Do we want the good people, which, you know, like we just
How
said
you
before
decide
you
that,
came
yeah.
in, that that's not like easy to find when you don't have enough candidates to even get to
Yeah.
the good, you know.
Yeah, that is I think it we are in a kind of dilemma, and thanks, Boaz, for your pre-work. I didn't write a lot, but I have something in my mind, so at least I read it. We often tend to move between two extremes. On one hand, we do a lot very informally. We know that EBSCO is simply doing what EBSCO is doing, and we rubber stamp it afterwards. And on the other side, we tend to give us super strict rules that are so formal that we can't move around, or that we push good people out just because of formal reasons, instead of forming a strong leadership. And that is often a echo of that we want to balance a very big partner, in the end, we are strangulating ourselves. And that is not easy to solve, I think. I would love to have a simple solution for that. So, yeah. Did you already talk about your document or?
Just very briefly, like kind of impressions, like what we just talked about.
May I say something?
Yeah.
I liked a lot the idea to define different scenarios. What I think we should maybe do, and maybe that was exactly what Kristin Martin wanted to say in her Slack message. Simeon moderated his last community council, and it was clear that, yeah, it was his last one. We didn't have a chair, we didn't have chairs. It was a bit quick. And somehow it was said, okay, let the member subgroup think about that. And I would feel it would be good to go back with the topic now to the community council when it's settled. We have chairs, and then really being tasked what is asked from the members subgroup exactly. Because if we invest a lot of time in defining election models, and then they say, hey, no one asked you to do that.
Yeah.
We now have new chairs with a different view on the world. Just to be open and democratic, and
I don't mind not working on it.
yeah.
It's like
Besides that, and that was my first thought, maybe because I was not so okay with how that community council meeting went. I thought, hey, what was really said there? And the second thing, what I wanted, yeah, the scenario number four. I would like to think about that was the model that came nearest to my ideas. I'm thinking about a model we can might add to that. That we are defining certain groups we are dealing with, like the big stakeholders, smaller stakeholders, big libraries, smaller libraries, networks, and say, okay, each of them has three seats or something. And so to ensure, I mean, EBSCO is a very special animal in all of this because they are so super big that they might need a standing seat. And my view on that is, on one hand, a darker side of me likes it that they now were not elected because they didn't do a good job. And this is not recorded. No, it is recorded. Yeah.
It is, yeah.
But,
I
and
don't think they're going to be surprised if there was a
yeah,
VP.
but it was difficult in the last times. And
Right.
on the other hand, I think they are an important supporter of everything, and it is important to have them around the table. And it's a question of responsibility, and it's a question of representation. We can't use a software that is done by one company to such a large extent and don't have them on the table. It doesn't feel correct. It doesn't.
Yeah, the problem I have with that, I like the sort of clustering, but where does it begin and end? Because
It's a
like
question of
we
yeah.
I you know like well, you know, if we could it could be claimed that you want to have like a cluster of all the libraries of a certain level, and you could do like a we don't even have, I think, a model for consortia. And so like putting all the consortia, like doesn't I thought Skulk just have like an EBSCO exclusive or something, like one of the consortia in the US just signed up something. So like you're kind of getting into like who gets the seats and like elections within elections, maybe, you
Yeah, but
know, or you know, like and I just don't know. how
But
we.
we do have an overview who is a member. And when we know we have six networks as a member,
Yeah.
those networks need two seats. That can be defined. It's easy. We have three software companies besides EBSCO.
So do they, will they count on any representation that is not themselves?
It's a question, but at least they are
Mm-hmm.
there. I mean, my network is working on that base. We have a
Okay.
representation from the ministries who are responsible for the money. They are
Mm-hmm.
not, and we have a representation from the big libraries, from research libraries, from smaller libraries,
Yep.
and a representation from the staff,
Yeah.
which is a typical German thing. So the Gewerkschaft, the Personalrat.
But your own your all libraries.
Yeah. So we no we, yeah we are all libraries except the ministries. And
Okay.
each defined group has a number of representatives. And I think there is even an election model I'm not super aware of, or at least a turnaround model. So I can think that in a redefined way. You can't take that one to one. That's not possible. But in some way we can use it here so that we really ensure that on one hand those who are in charge of a lot, taking on a lot, have representation. And smaller libraries with just an SAAS service have representation as well, but can't dominate a camp, for example. It doesn't make sense. The self-hosters need to have a broad representation. So that's where my thinking goes. I don't know if we can, when that needs to be worked out. It's not
No,
right.
I like the principle, the idea of like going back to the steering committee. And ask those questions because, well, in some way, it's great because we do have the new people. The other side of it is there are new people, and like for them to make decisions on elections and all of that without the context is not necessarily the easiest thing when you just start. But also, EBSCO is not represented and they cannot vote right now.
But they could.
So like there is something that is a bit kind of, but it's not like we're gonna have an ideal situation there. Like what sometimes works, and like everybody better, is like it's not bad that the membership committee is looking into it because we can come up with something that maybe is workable, and then people can fend off ideas, on it instead of like free for all, and you get like a
And
You know,
we
the
do.
silent majority, which like I think is gonna be happening a lot this time around because there are all the new people that are not gonna, like know what to. But I don't mind. I actually, to be honest, I don't think it's an easy one. And we, the three of us, were debating that for as long as I remember those
That is
years
one of the
in,
problems. That is one of, and I what about What I would like to see is that the recent community council, and I had the feeling that the recent community council had no idea what they talked about in that specific first meeting. So we
Well,
should
how
go
come
back in.
there is no onboarding of new steering committee members?
I was
So I
a bit shocked about that because the PC did it completely differently. It was super nice to be in the PC when they welcomed the new members. They said properly goodbye to the ones who served. It was a welcoming and nice atmosphere and a transfer of knowledge. And I think it was, we can do that. It
I've
didn't.
tried to do, and also just to be frank, I tried to do a little bit of that with Vanessa, who is our Lia's rep on CC now. There's a lot that is just hard to explain. And like on any topic that we were touching on, I was like, well, wait a minute, there is a history. We've been trying that. Like she asked all the great questions, you know, that you may have as a new person. She's like, well, why is it that people are paying so little in our model where, you know, like people can pay that little and then still have a seat and all that? And I was like, yes, but you know, we wanted to encourage new libraries to come in, and you know, so and there were more complicated political things too. And so I think, you know, like maybe that is something that the membership committee can help with, or someone needs to kind of take on like onboarding for new community council members in one way, shape, or form. Because, like, again, I don't know who's doing that, and I don't feel like anybody is like, you know, and I don't know how much we got that when we were starting, but we were inventing the whole thing. So,
Founding was not a question. We grew this, and yeah, but besides that, I mean, we can give them two more meetings, and we can work on this paper, and we
I mean, they cannot go wrong also, to be honest. Like what the worst can happen, you know? Like they can make similar failures like we did, or you know, like it's not like I like she was saying, why like consortia, why don't they have a fee, you know? And I'm like, that's a brilliant idea. How about you start working on it? Like we really need, you know. So, you know, like and they will do their own kind of after it's going to take a while, you know. But obviously,
I'm just
but
discovering that the member subgroup is some kind of pooling retired council members, so we can be the gray eminences in the back, and I don't know if they don't need us, maybe not so long, but we can offer our advice as long as they want us. So
Yeah, well, you are still have an official capacity, so like the easy, I think, to kind of let those things go. But like I try to like and so I'm curious about what they can do, you know, to be honest. Like this is if we feel like, how about we raise it with the community council and say, you know, like.
I wouldn't say that. Maybe I wasn't correct. What I would like to have, it's okay to put that in the member subgroup, because it's a good group to do such a job. We are partly experienced. Paul is with us. He's fresh, has a fresh view on it, maybe. Joseph is quite fresh. So we have a good group here. But I would like to go back and really ask them, was it that what you asked of us?
Okay,
Do you want models of election versions? And then we can work on that. And maybe they can even say already, please concentrate on such, such, and such a model. And then we can really put work on this, because my time is really limited and I don't want to work for the bin, to be very honest.
I agree.
Mike, what do you think?
I think, yeah, we should. I agree with everything that people said. I mean, people, the groups are going to find their own way and make their mistakes, and we'll be around to try to help them, when, you know, however, whenever we can. I'm really not sure on different scenarios for elections. I keep coming back to, I'm not sure what we're trying, what goal are we trying to achieve?
Maybe we need to have a, I mean, since this is out, it was always a very small group. Maybe we need a more discussion on what we shall concentrate. Does that make sense, Mike? Okay. Okay.
We're
What
coming up past
are you
time.
taking notes?
I don't know if there was a lot to say, which it's a good discussion. I think what we are saying is like there are a few action items we're gonna
Because we are
try
already,
and focus on the reasons why we need to look at the elections again. What do we want to achieve? And then get back to community council and ask if they want us to look at that. If it's a yes, then yes, we can pick it up. and come up with whatever they it is they want. If it's a no, then it's not, then we're all good.
I would not question. I would be quite sure that they go with a go, and but then we have a go,
Okay,
and
yeah.
we have a
That
task.
makes sense, right? Because there's new people and they may be like, hey, we're feeling quite comfy right now.
Yeah,
You know.
and as we and maybe someone would like to join us from the council.
I did say that in the last meeting
Was
that
too early for us. I really think it was too early. It was the forming meeting, and
All right.
we are 2 minutes over time, and what we really need to do as well is planning the members meeting for the WolfCon, because there we have a deadline. Okay.
Okay. Next week?
Next week.
Okay.
Hope to see you there. Sorry for being so late. I'm really
No,
sorry.
no. All good.
All right. Talk to you
Thank
later.
you.
Help to you.
Bye
Bye
bye.
bye.